You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Training Director with BNI Heartland. And with me today from Lincoln, Nebraska via Zoom today, I have Paul Berner from Profit Powerhouse. Paul, how are you doing today?
Good, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Paul and I, our relationship goes way back from when I was a director out in the Lincoln area, and a very successful businessman, but he's very good at the education side of BNI. And so we had the opportunity, I think Vince was at the meeting, and Paul shared a story, and it was just one of those stories that translates so well for all BNI chapters. And what we're going to talk about today is really first impressions for visitors, but a little bit more on the visitor host role and things that they might be able to do to increase that first impression when you have a visitor come to your chapter. So Paul, let's get started with the story. Go ahead and take it away.
Years ago, I used to be a part of our church worship band, and every Sunday morning, we would get together and have rehearsal before the worship service, and we would have a little meeting in the room before the actual worship service began. The pastor would show up right before the service would begin and come in and talk to us and kind of try and get us pumped up for the morning. And one morning he came in and he said, "You know, I was reading some research online this last week, and I've got to share it with you. The research says that a new person coming to our church, to any church, will decide within 6 minutes if they're going to come back to that church or not." And he looked at us, "You know what that means?" And we all kind of looked at him and blank stared and said, "No, what?" And he goes, "That means they've never met me. They've never heard me speak. They don't know my preaching style. They don't know anything about where I'm going and what I'm doing. It's 6 minutes. It has to do with how they were greeted at the door. Did they feel welcomed? Once they get past the door, what happened to them? Did they get left alone to wander into the sanctuary? Or did somebody engage with them and make them feel like they were important and welcome? And was that engagement genuine and real? And that means that they might have heard some of the music, but they never heard me." So here's the deal. They're going to decide in 6 minutes. So if that means they've not heard me, that means it's up to you. Don't blow it. So we thought that was great. We thought it was very cool. And I started translating that into other places in my life and the importance of those initial impressions. And I got to thinking about BNI and the experience of a visitor. And what does it feel like to walk in to my chapter, and how are they greeted? And how are we engaging them to learn about who they are, what they do, why they're there, how they got there? Because that first 15 minutes that we all gather and we talk, engage, that's the important time for the visitor. I think they're going to decide in that first 15 minutes whether they're coming back or not, because they're going to know.
And I'll even take it one step further, Paul. I think that they've made that decision sometimes even before that 15 minutes even starts.
Oh, it could be in seconds.
Yeah, where's your location at? If you're a morning chapter and it's dark when you get to your meeting, you want to have as many members in the parking lot with their cars there. Well, the members should be inside, but as many cars in the parking lot as you can. Because when a visitor pulls up to a dark building with nobody in the parking lot, what's their first impression? "Well, the meeting's supposed to start at 7, but maybe they're not meeting today." But now, if I'm correct, though, you took this theory one step further, and you even visited a couple chapters to kind of see what other chapters might be doing with this first 6 minutes,
sure.
Right?
Sure. I wanted to test this out, and I wanted to experience it. I wanted to feel it. So I took a day that I went to a couple chapters. And one of the chapters I went to, I walk in and there's a couple guys that are telling me to go up the stairs, and you know, the sign-in boards at the top of the steps. And I go up there and there's an easel with a printed sheet that says, "Welcome Paul Berner, Slide Arts Graphic Design, so excited to have you here today. Come on in. And, you know, it's just this welcome sign. I thought, well, that's cool. We don't do that at our chapter for visitors. We need to step our game up because it made me feel like I was important to them. And I'm not, and they knew that I was a member of another chapter, but they still did it. Mm-hmm. It mattered to them. I walked in, they engaged with me. I had a great time. It was a completely different experience because it was a small chapter. And so things felt different than our chapter. That's fine. But I constantly felt welcomed and important. And if I was a visitor, I'd go back there. Mm-hmm. Now, later in the day, I went to another chapter where somebody shook my hand at the door. Well, first of all, I thought that the meeting was in one location. And I walked into this restaurant and said, where's the BNI meeting? And the person at the front counter went, I don't have a clue what you're talking about. Wow. And I had to get directions to a back room where the BNI were a separate entrance. So I got there, I got greeted. But there was really no engagement. There was really no, who are you? Tell me about your business. How come you're here? Tell me something. You know, there was no personal interaction. And I walked away going, those were two completely different experiences. And within moments, I had already had some preconceived notions about would I go back. And so I went back to our chapter and basically said, we got to step our game up. We got to know that people make quick decisions and we need to tailor our experience that if we happen to have a visitor that day, we know how to act.
With the easel, I think that's my favorite part of this story, having your name up there, Paul Berner, with your company and everything, which, by the way, I want to verify, Paul registered for both chapters, so they knew he was coming. That's how they knew he was in another chapter, because if you register your visitors, the visitor host team and the leadership team will get that information of who they are, what they do, so that you could be that prepared, even possibly have a name tag, you know, written out and ready to go for him. But let's think about the hospitality industry, hotels. Pretty cutthroat, right? Every time you pull into a town, if there's a Holiday Inn, it's surrounded by six or seven other hotels. And I think it's the things they do that make them stand out, that you'll pay an extra $10 to stay here, or you like something better at this hotel, then you end up staying there. But I know one thing that always stands out when I travel with people that travel enough that they're the Diamond Club members or things on those lines. They always have printed, since as long as they book their hotel a day in advance, but they always have printed, welcome, whoever it is, and thank you for being at Diamond Club. And I know for a fact that if that doesn't happen, these people that have earned that level will notice it. It stands out to them, a little disappointed even. Now, visitors coming to a BNI chapter, they're not necessarily in the Diamond Club member and their name. But having your name recognized and just being that expected for a meeting, I think is huge on that first impression. And that's where a proactive visitor host team can be working. You could have one member and all their job is that they watch for registrations and whoever gets registered, they print off their name, like you said, Paul, and have it ready to go. And it's a small piece. But if everybody does their part on the team, it's very easy to do it consistently. Because I think what happens is if a chapter starts losing members or they're shrinking, they start looking at what can we do different in the meeting to make this better instead of sticking to what works and continuing to be consistent on that. Because all chapters have ebb and flows. I don't care what chapter it is. You will grow and you'll lose members. That happens. But it's staying consistent on the things that work for that first impression that I think keeps you alive for the long run.
So, absolutely.
Well, I mean, we've got a couple more minutes here. Paul, any final thoughts or any thing you want to put on there?
I was thinking about we lost the roofer in our group, and so we went for a season without a roofer. Hmm. And we were looking at roofers, and I was thinking about I was gone the day we had a new roofer come and visit our chapter. But it's like, you know, 3 years ago, our roofer got 400 grand in referrals because of the hail season. I mean, that's a huge, huge thing. I mean, that's like, and so to know about the visitor know about their company and know what historically, if there's been any kind of historical precedence of that seat in the chapter before, to know the value of that seat in the chapter, that's really important information that you could share with that person, you know, to be able to say to this guy, you know, 2-3 years ago, our roofer got like $100,000 plus of referrals. That's huge. You know, that'd be like me going, whoa, you know? So I just
bringing the value
thing and do your research.
Yeah.
It's important to know your audience and be ready for them.
And one of my favorite saying, when we did the swearing, you know, when do you use swear words and how professional it is in one of the podcasts, really what we came down, because I did a lot of research on it before I did that podcast, but really what it came down to is you never know who's in your audience and you never know how to tailor that. And what I love about this story you shared is, you know, the meeting and the structure of BNI is what really makes it happen. But it's that first impression with the visitor that's going to change their tone on how they even look at the meeting. If they don't feel welcomed, if they feel that the chapter is cliquish and nobody really talked to them, they're not going to pay attention to the weekly presentations. They're just going to get through the hour and a half and can't wait to move on to the next thing. Absolutely. Where if you get that warm comfort feeling, you're like, well, shoot, this is just walking in. What's the rest of it going to be like? And that's when that meeting translates to that conversion of that visitor versus just having another visitor come and go and never hearing from them again.
So. Exactly. I agree.
Awesome. Well, perfect. And once again, for our listeners, do remember that these podcasts are meant for you. So if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Paul, thank you so much for your time today. Always appreciate your insight, and we look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.